Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. The Chidah in his Sefer Birkei Yosef, when Evan Ezer asks a very intriguing question, although maybe not very practical, but still intriguing nonetheless. And he's commenting on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the well-known Gemara, where it says, Kam Rabba v'shachtad Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira got up and shechted Rabbi Zeira on Purim, and the very next day, L'machar boy rachme, Rabbi Davin v'achim, brought Rabbi Zeira back to life. So the Chidah poses the following shaila. When Rabbi Zeira came back to life, did he have to remarry his wife? Did they have to renew their vows? Or no, do we say they remain married? He explains that do we say just like giving a get, it's a ma'isa of giving a get, and so too there was a ma'isa misa and he had died, so everything's done. And just like when a person wants to remarry his gusha, there has to be a machzer gusha, so they have to remarry. So too when there's a ma'isa misa, you have to remarry. Or do we say, no, the definition of misa is if you're no longer alive, but since he came back to life, there's never death. Death isn't about a misa misa. It's not like a misa nesina of a gittin. It's just whether he's alive or whether he's dead. When he was alive, she was single, and now that he's, when he was dead, she was single, and now that Rabbi Zeira is alive, she's married. Fascinatingly, the Kovet Shirim of Elchanan Wasserman has the same chakir he raises in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. I don't think he quotes this chidah. Either way, that was the shaila that the Birkei Yosef raised. What's the relevance to our daf? So the Belzer Rebbe explains, based on our sugya and Shabbos Peches Mebeis, it seems like that there's a raya that you do not need to renew your vows, you remain married. Why is that? Because the Gemara here tells us that when the Torah was given, it explained that Nishmasan Shabbanei Yisrael Yatzamehem, the Nishamos of Am Yisrael left, and then afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down Tal, the Tal Shabracha, the Tal of Tchis HaMezim, and brought them back to life. And no one speaks about, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, that there was a need to remarry each other. Seemingly they stayed married, even though they died momentarily. When they came back to life, they did not need to get remarried. And in fact, the Belzer Rebbe points out, there's a Raya Dafka that they didn't marry, not that there lacks any proof that they needed to remarry, but the fact that the command was given after Kabbalah Satorah, Shuvu Lachem Lo'alechem, go back to your tents, and the Mefarshim explained to go back to have children, it doesn't mention to first have a Kedushin and a Nesu'in and a Chuppah, it just says go back to your tents and have children. That seems to be a clear indicator that there is no need to renew vows and to remarry when a person comes back to life. Although it may not be so relevant nowadays, but we should be zocha to that day, soon of Tchis HaMezim, all those who have passed on, when the Neshamas return back to this world, seemingly there would not be a need to remarry.